I'm with Guy Wanniger, president of the Connecticut Geothermal Association, as his crew digs a hole for geothermal piping. The ground is muddy and gallons of water spew up as the drill works its way vertically through hundreds of feet of dirt and bedrock.
And we're drilling 450-foot bores on this one just because of space and the length of bore that we need to heat the building.
Geothermal is a form of solar energy. Sun hits the earth and about half of that energy gets stored underground as heat. In Connecticut, if you dig down 6 feet, you'll find the soil remains a near constant 50 degrees year-round. Geothermal capitalizes on that, using a loop of underground piping to tap into that stable temperature zone and send that energy to a heat pump.
And that heat pump can take the 50-degree soil temperature, the loop temperature that we're getting, and boost it to heat or cool the building.
During the winter, hotter air from the ground is pumped into the building to warm it up. During the summer, hot air gets pumped back into the ground.
So we're kind of recharging the earth as well.
Over the years, Wanniger says technicians have refined the ways geothermal systems are installed, contributing to a rise in their popularity. And tax credits have helped too. Until 2016, there are a number of federal and state incentives for installing a geothermal unit in Connecticut. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.